So, first question, why are there so many new mobile and social research tools? Well, most of us as marketers, at the end of the day, are really responding to our consumers, the end market of users. And so this is some data from 2012, and believe it or not, it's a couple years old, but it basically the adoption rates have really matured. So there's not a lot of change in these numbers these days, although social media use continues to grow, not at a huge rate as it did in the previous few years. So we've got 163 million U.S. households that use social media, 46% of them, and actually now over 50% are using them on their mobile devices. And essentially, people are spending more time on social networks than any other category of sites. So we've got consumers, they're online, they're on their mobile device, they're engaged with brands, and they're engaged with them socially on these sites. And I think you've got 17% of consumers' time spent on Facebook, so literally the most popular web brand in the US. So you get a really good sense here that social media has actually driven a lot of mobile and computer and tablet usage. And that's a key component here of what we see in the trends in the qualitative research space. So what are consumers doing on social media that's leading us to think we should bother with market research? Because if they're just engaging and want to shop and they don't want to do research online, then that would be a different story. But what we see is that consumers are on social sites, they're listening. But they're also engaging with brands and products. They're providing feedback. They're complimenting a brand. And they're receiving incentives and rewards, all things that you would associate with research behavior. So that's a key part of why the expectation is that really research will evolve to match consumers' behavior, and even the qualitative piece of traditional focus groups or in-depth interviews. Some are saying, well, that should all be happening on our mobile device. Well, the reality today isn't necessarily the case. So what we have seen is online tools creating a quite a few different opportunities to get consumer insights. So, for example, just from a listening perspective or looking at how consumers engage with brands on social, you can determine their lifestyle, their media habits and interests, that's very useful information. So, for example, if you have a private Facebook group that you create with your customers, you can get some sense as the person moderating that of what actual brands they like and what their behaviors are. So that's one example. Companies are engaging with consumers in things like having them upload YouTube videos or doing research on Pinterest, things that allow them to get exploratory information about how consumers are behaving today. So the video that you see up there of the dogs is actually a research study that was done among pet owners in a very, very low incidence market that feed their pets raw pet food. And so that's the mom feeding her dogs at 5:30 in the morning when she fresh ground them some meat. The third bucket down there, idea generation, you see the Lego Crusoe site. We've all probably heard, crowdsourcing and co-creation, and that kind of activity is happening online today. So the Lego Crusoe site is really pretty amazing because people come in and they propose their new Lego idea. And people can vote on it, and if they get over 10,000 supporters, Lego will actually consider developing and launching their product. And if they do, they actually give that person who designed and developed that initial idea 1% of the sales proceeds. So pretty exciting opportunity for consumers and a great demonstration of how the world of getting in-depth insights collides with the world of marketing, because there's a whole lot of data that you can get out of engaging and co-creating with your customers on that large of a scale, or even on a very, very small scale. And then finally, there's just general feedback. So here you see a post on the Holy Guacamole site saying, hey, you know, we have this idea. We'd love you to take a look, you know, tell us if you like this, or fill out this survey, or whatever it is. But all of these basically online tools and social media tools have provided opportunities to get feedback. However, it's the adoption of that, you know, continues to grow, maybe not as quickly as some folks originally thought. So what is creating the tipping point today where now we're seeing this movement from something I'm interested in to something that people are actually behaving and acting on? And essentially, it's three, in addition to consumer trends, there's three business trends that's making this worth our time and money to do. So the first one is crowdsourcing, which I've mentioned. There's demonstrated effects of lowering costs and increasing productivity when you crowdsource or co-create with your customers, your vendors, your internal folks, and so organizations are recognizing that that is money well spent. The second is really this co-creation piece of recognizing that when companies work with their customers, that real and sustainable value is created. So if an organization is to maintain, to continue to grow, or even to continue to serve their customers and not be upended by some new competition, they need to be in engagement with their customers, not on every activity of their business, not just generating ideas. And so that's really where co-creation has gained quite a bit of traction. And then even moving farther into the lean startup space and lean and agile methodologies, which probably many of your organizations have been affected by in terms of product development, even design thinking if you're in the software space. The essential or any space, really. Again, the concept here is that companies can get to market faster and more productive using lean and agile development methods. And what those methods propose isn't just once a year getting feedback from your customers or co-creating or crowdsourcing every once in a while, but to do it on a systemic, ongoing, continuous basis. And so all of those things collided with the fact that consumers are on social media, online, on their mobile devices, wanting to engage with brands. And by the way, you need to engage with them now more often, more rapidly, and you probably don't have more budgets than you had last year. How do you do that? And that is really the power of where these new qualitative techniques come into play.